12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
In the city of dreams, everyone wants to be a star, but at what cost? 12-Sided Stories presents Otherworld Hollywood.
And welcome to Otherworld Hollywood, our Call of Cthulhu actual play. This is episode number 7, and I only have one player with me because we're doing a special episode that focuses on, I'll get to that after I introduce them. Candace.
Hello, my name is Candace, also known as Candace the Magnificent. My pronouns are they, she, and I am playing Evany Belafonte, pronouns she, her.
Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon. Support the podcast and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12-Sided Stories Patreon today.
All right. So what this episode is at the end of episode 6, everybody had gotten together to start reading through the dialogue and do all this stuff. But previous to that, Evany had gone to the New Day Cosmetics mansion to find out why their face had been horribly mauled. Like, age had happened, gray hair had taken root. And so in the early morning, she goes over and she pulls up. They let her in really easily. And she has a jar of the stuff. And a woman comes out dressed in white linen pants and a white blouse with a black belt, red hair, green eyes, but not very pale, kind of like a olive skin. And she basically said, oh, you have our product. We're a membership, and that product shouldn't be used by itself. So this episode is really what happens at the spa. And the reason we're doing it with just Candace is because we don't necessarily want the other players to know what's going on until it's too late. Or it really depends on how it goes. I'm joking, of course. But I thought it'd be kind of cool for us to do a one-on-one. And we might be doing this with the other players for different aspects, especially Sam, since she is just really leaning into sex with a murderer. That something needs to happen with that at some point.
No regrets.
No regrets. Absolutely. All right. So the door has been opened for you. You walk out. She's taking a look at your face. She recognizes you. She says, Miss Belafonte, of course I know who you are. Let me see if I can help you. And you both clamber up the steps into this gigantic mansion. This is the kind of place that even back then probably cost $1 million to buy. So super expensive, very well done. You walk in and the first thing you notice is that the entire place does not look like a home inside. There is an entryway, a circular entryway with several hallways going off in each direction. Then you don't see any other stairs to the top floor. So you figure, oh, it must be somewhere else. And she goes, my name is Sandy. Let us go into this room over here and we can talk a bit about what's happened. I'm really sorry. You should have never been given that makeup by itself. It's part of a regimen that you're supposed to do. Who gave it to you?
No, please. Don't ask me to reveal my sources. I don't want anybody to be offended.
Well, they're not offended, but they put you at risk and could have cost you work. And that's against our rules as a organization that handles people like yourself. People who use their looks to make a wage. I mean, actors have more than their looks to go on, of course, but it's an important part of it if you're a leading lady.
Oh, really? What will happen to the scamp who did this to me?
I'm not sure. We haven't had this situation. At worst, I think she might be kicked out. She might be reprimanded. I have to see the rest of the damage. And she sits down with you on these large, colorful couches with these colorful, like, blues and magenta pillows and this really nice-looking coffee table. And as you're sitting down, this man comes in. He is probably maybe 21. He's not wearing a shirt. He has on linen pants, sort of the same that she does. And he puts down two drinks, says, "Madam," and then walks out. And she doesn't seem to say anything about how odd that is or whatever. It just kind of happens naturally. And then she keeps talking. She goes, "Can I see the damage done?"
Yes, but please don't stare, please.
I won't.
She had already sort of unwrapped a little bit of her face outside to show who she was when she needed to get inside. And now kind of removes each layer of scarf and wrap that she's done on herself. She takes her gloves off and presents herself to the woman, almost wincing under her gaze.
She goes, "Oh, okay, this is our fault. We need to fix this. I'm sorry. I'll be honest, I'm kind of shocked that you aren't part of our membership. You are an amazing actor, and this is not good for you or us. I have a few questions for you."
"Please, ask away."
"Are you a religious person? Do you believe in God?"
"I mean, I have faith, if you can call it that. I'm certainly no churchgoer or a religious type. I suppose I'm spiritual."
"Okay, that makes sense. Do you believe in supernatural things?"
"Oh, yes, darling. I'm from a place not particularly glamorous, but I did have some hauntings around my old home. Lots of burial grounds and the like where I come from."
"Well, here are your options. We can fix your look and return you to the way that you looked before you applied the medicine. You will have about 24 hours of looking like you did with the lotion, and then that will fade and you will return to the look that you were before the lotion was put on. So back to square one. Or if you're willing to take a tour, you could possibly join our membership, learn the proper way to use all of the different products, and get the results you're looking for, and possibly those roles that the studios think that you're too old for again. But I have to tell you, we are a religious order. We worship a god, and we believe certain rituals, and we put those rituals into the things that we do. And I want to make sure that that's clear to you."
"Well, I mean, what does this religion entail? Does it mean that I can't see who I want, drink what I want, smoke what I want, be with who I want?"
"No, none of those things. It's more of a understanding that the Christian God isn't the only God."
"Of course not, darling. There's people, tribes across the globe that have been undiscovered as yet, and they all have faiths. I think that hope is something that is so elusive under this Christian God. I've seen nothing but hatred come from him. I would be interested in hearing more, especially if you're saying it might aid me in my longevity and my relevance."
"Well, I feel that you would be more comfortable as yourself. So let me get the lotions that we need and let's fix you up, and then I'll give you a tour."
I think before she removes herself, I grab her hand in like a subtle grip, nothing too threatening, but meaningful. And I look at her and I say, "If you get me back to my prime, so to speak, I'll tell you who did this to me. I was planning on exacting my own revenge through journalistic measures, perhaps. But if you're saying that you have your own ways of dealing with this rapscallion, then I would love that."
"That sounds like a deal I can make. All right, I'll be right back." A few moments later, the same man comes in and he puts down a tray of different lotion. And he just says, "Welcome," and bows to you, and then walks out. And she comes back in. She basically goes over what each of the lotions does. And she says, "You know, the lotion that you put on yourself, it feeds off the energy that's around you. It allows you to be around people who are highly energetic and everything else, and that feeds the lotion. It's a very spiritual thing. It makes you younger by osmosis, almost." She kind of gives a little grin.
Oh, that's kind of like acting, darling. You feed off of the emotions of others to launch yourself to new and greater heights and make movies that people talk about for ages."
Absolutely.
I love that.
But the problem is that when you're by yourself, you're not around that energy. And then suddenly it can sometimes turn in on itself, especially if you have any thoughts or worries. Were you skeptical about the lotion when you put it on?
Well, I mean, I feel it would have been a little risky for me to not be at least a little bit concerned. I mean, the person who gave it to me is not exactly on the best of terms with me. And while she did look quite radiant, she kind of grits her teeth when she says that, radiant, she did also have some unkind words when handing it over that made me look a little bit differently at myself.
Yes, well, that was a really bad move on her part. What we do is that's our main lotion. The rest of the lotions help make sure that if any negative energy is coming in, it does not affect you. And that's the portion that was missing. So let's get you back to where you were, and then we can talk about New Day Cosmetics. And she starts, you know, putting on the lotion. She then holds your face and she goes, close your eyes. And she starts to recite these words. And it's in a language you haven't really heard before. And after she says these words, you feel this energy pulsate from her hands. And it goes through your face. You can feel it in your skull and back through the rest of your head. And you feel your hair change just a little bit. Can you make a resolve check for me?
19 under 52.
Excellent. I'm going to say that you still take 1 point, which isn't much, but it's more of just the shock of like being around something like. She pulls her hands away. And she goes, okay, open your eyes. And she hands you a mirror and you look radiant again, like you did yesterday.
Ah, yes. This is wonderful.
She didn't dye your hair, but somehow it's back to where it's supposed to be.
Oh, my goodness. This is all I've ever wanted. Please, please give me the tour. I must know more, please. Oh, please.
Of course, of course. Let us go. And so you leave the room and you're walking in to this long hallway. She takes you into this large chamber that has all of these different chairs, and it looks like a small chapel. And you start noticing that some of the pictures and stuff look like a mixture, it's weird, between Celtic and Egyptian, where you see Irish Catholic windows, but with Egyptian iconography on them, ancient Egyptian iconography. And there is a woman who is, she looks like she's Eastern European. She is standing there reading a book, and she looks up and sees Sandy coming in. And she sees you and says, we have a visitor, I see. And Sandy goes, yes, mistress, this is Miss Belafonte. I know who she is. Miss Belafonte, welcome. And she comes around from the altar and comes up to you and shakes your hand. She looks very young, but also eyes that have seen stuff. And she goes, my name is Elizabeth. It is nice to meet you.
Oh, yes. It is my pleasure, Elizabeth. Thank you for hosting me here today. I've been through much.
Well, I take it because you're here, you're interested in hearing more about our organization.
I am. I was just telling Sandy that I've been looking for more direction and hope in my life, and I would love to know about your religion and how your faith just uplifts all of you, physically and, well, mentally.
Well, it's a bit of a story, but let me see if I can make sense of it all for you. The worst part about living is the fact that we're born into this society where you're expected to be young, and the second that you're no longer young, they like to cast you off. It's worse here in Hollywood than anywhere else I've seen.
Yes.
On top of that, you have young people coming up who are arrogant about what it's like to have to go through things. They don't have the experience we do, and they use their youth recklessly, not understanding. We value experience and youth together. For years, I've worked on coming up with a formula that would make me younger. And I spent a lot of time trying to get it to work. But then I found more ancient writings from Babylonia and Egypt and places that had access to older mysticism and spirituality long before we did. And by we, I mean Eastern Europe. I'm sure the Celts had a lot too, and so did the Greeks. You go back as far as you can for the best magic, because that's where it is. That's where the secret to life is. Our goal is to give actresses, and she specifically says actresses. I am interested in making sure actresses can play the parts they want to play for as long as they want. That older women of more mature years have the opportunities that their experience should give them. So we have studied and we worship a god, an ancient god from Egypt, that in turn has taught us the medicines that we need. How are you feeling so far about all this information?
Elizabeth, darling, it is like you are testifying directly to my heart. Youth is wasted on the young. It is a cruel, cruel world out there for people who are experienced, as you say. I like to say seasoned, personally. Why, just the other day, a young upstart of a writer tried to call me old. Old, they said. They looked me in my face, Elizabeth, and they suggested that I was old.
Unacceptable.
Oh, it cut me to my core.
Well, we have different levels here. Men are not allowed to join. I'm very fervent on that. I don't feel men have the same hurdles to jump that we do.
Correct.
And so they don't need to be involved. We do hire some people to work here that are male, that are pleasant to look at. We do not allow them into the sanctums or into any of the areas that are holy, and we pay them well to be quiet. You will see them around. You probably already saw one.
A quiet man is a useful man.
Sandy fills her in on why you showed up in the morning. She goes, I have to ask, who did this to you?
I'm sure Sandy has informed you. I didn't want to say, but I feel it's only fair hearing about your uplifting mission and your interest in furthering other women. It's part of why I was so eager. It's Patricia Wells. Patricia Wells is the one who's done this to me. You should have seen the look in her eye. She was insistent, but only after telling me that I looked past my prime. I had to ask her, well, what's your secret? And she gave me the singular bottle, and, well, you know how that went.
Sandy goes, I should have known it was Patricia. I know you and Miss Wells have had a long and colorful past. I think they fought with you hard for that. What was that? There was that one movie.
Strength in Numbers, you mean?
Strength in Numbers, that was the one.
Yes, yes, it was arduous. I tried to negotiate. People think that I'm very mean and rude because I am top of my game, top of the class, but I actually do strive to, you know, foster good relationships with other starlets whenever possible, and I did campaign to make it a double act. It was the director who decided, unfortunately, not to take me up on that.
Well, the reality is that this is a tough business, and we all have to think of ourselves first when we're coming up for the roles. At the same time, maiming somebody is not good sportsmanship. Having a quick tongue and a beautiful face or good acting chops will get you a lot farther than trying to sabotage people.
No, Elizabeth, I think we are going to get along just fine.
So, do you have questions for me?
Only, but what would you like in return? I mean, I recognize, you know, the church, well, the mainstream church anyway. They're all about tithes and 10% and giving all you have. And I must tell you, these years have not been kind to me. Financially, I've had to get rid of my help and my assistants. And the pampered lifestyle I'm used to is just washed down the drain like old news. So I'm afraid I don't have tithes to give you. But if my star should rise, I can absolutely give you back something that's service-based or...
Well, I understand what you're saying. And she says, I too have gone through difficult times in the past. We will work with you, teach you how to use the lotions and the cosmetics. We will teach you more about our God. And you will be an initiate who will come in once a week and meet other people. And through our network, we will get you back into the bigger studio. And by doing so, you rise. And then, you know, there's more than money. There's helping us out in different ways, recruiting people you think would be good for our terms. So for now, let's just do that. We'll give you what you need to start out. And if you like what we're doing, then you can move up the chain and become a bigger part of our organization.
What you're describing sounds like one of those, what's that man's name, that cad, Ponzi, one of those.
Oh, you mean like a pyramid scheme?
That's not what this is it? I mean, no pun intended for your Egyptian heritage, darling. I just, you know.
She gives out this big guffaw, and then she's like, no, I understand what you're saying. You're not going to be selling anything. If you know people who would benefit from our teachings, bring them. You won't be expected beyond the cost of the regular stuff on the regular basis. I mean, you know, lotion costs money, and ours is expensive, but it's not astronomical.
Mm.
You don't have to, like, give us gold bars or anything.
Mm. More than worth the cost.
Right. You will see how quickly things will change for you once people are around your radiant smile the way it is now, as opposed to what they think they know of you. You are a beautiful woman.
Elizabeth, you flatter me.
She goes, do you have any other questions?
Yes. I mean, to which god do I owe this honor?
She goes, we worship Sekhmet.
Mm.
Sekhmet is a lion-headed god. She is fierce and primal, and she exudes everything that you do, beauty and power. And she's the one who showed me the way, and I am so much better for it. I spent many years trying to produce anything from my experiments to find the perfect lotion. And it wasn't until I found spirituality and old magic that everything came together. I am a priestess. I am not the one being worshipped here. I am not claiming to be a god or anything like that. I know there's a lot of organizations. You were talking about Ponzi schemes. Well, there's a lot of cults too, with some charismatic person up there telling you that they are God or the second coming of Christ. We are none of those things. We believe in helping people get the best while they're on this earth. And hopefully we can help you be here for as long as possible in the spotlight you deserve.
I don't think I have any other questions. It's honestly a dream come true.
Well, I really appreciate you coming by. Sandy's going to give you some more of our lotions and things and show you how to use them. And when you come back, we will make you an initiate, and you will meet some very, very cool people, not only inside, but outside of Hollywood, who are going to help you get back into where you belong.
I'm so grateful. I think I do have just one more question.
Sure.
Is there a reason I wasn't asked? The second I heard there was membership, I just thought to myself, am I that far gone? Have I lost my way?
Actually, it's the opposite. You have done very well at keeping your beauty. I think it's only been within the last couple of years that you've had issues with people not responding.
Oh, yes. Thank you for noticing.
So, we usually have members who are towards the end of their career, whose looks are starting to fade, and they need our help. Your looks have not started to fade. The only reason you're here is because you were betrayed, and I will handle that.
I must say, And she puts on big puppy dog eyes. You know, the thing that makes it so sad and so miserable is, if Patty had just been a good initiate or a good servant to your Sekhmet and asked me to come in and speak to you all, have good conversation and these beautiful, lovely experiences I've had here today, I would have said yes, yes, enthusiastically, yes, please, allow me to join your ranks. She could have gotten to me in the nicest way, not with this tomfoolery.
I agree. Well, we will deal with it, and you're here now, and you're going to benefit from being with the organization. It was so nice to meet you. And she gives you like one of those like little kisses on both cheeks. Says, you go have a wonderful day and we'll talk in a week, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Of course. So Sandy takes you back to that room one of the employees comes in and drops off more of these different lotions. And she goes in the order that you're supposed to apply them, when you should apply them. She said, these should last you about a month. If you're using them correctly, you should be able to get about a month out of them. Come next Saturday in the evening, we will be having a party. We tend to dress in, I want to say, have you ever seen Renaissance clothes?
Yes, of course.
We tend to dress up in ball clothes from that kind of era, and we have the masks and everything. Do you think you could do that?
Ooh, a masquerade ball, my darling. Yes. Oh, I'm so excited with this new cream, the tightening of my skin and body. I actually have quite a few options now.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for coming in, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much. She goes back out to her, I guess, waiting vehicle with like a noticeable spring in her step.
All right. You get into the car, and as you're pulling out of the driveway, you notice this woman standing there. She is gorgeous, probably about 5'11", 5'10", extremely black skin. And she is dressed in these really vibrant colors. And she watches your car pull out and pull away. And when you turn around just to look again, she's not there. And that's where we're going to stop this episode.
I want to know what she's doing. She sounds really sexy.
Yeah, she was definitely sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So thank you so much, Candace. I appreciate you playing.
Of course.
And I hope the audience enjoyed that short little episode that we did, because I think that these characters are awesome. Candace, where can people find you?
You can find me at that Candace Girl, CANDACE, over on Twitter, at Candace Marie on Blue Sky, and at Candace the Magnificent pretty much everywhere else. You can find me over at Crossroads Games coming up and a couple of projects there, over at Maddie Matihi's channel on Twitch, doing some 5e, what we do in the shallows, pirate shenanigans, and pretty much a lot of other places too. Just check my socials and you'll see what I'm up to.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on most socials now, even Threads at this point. I'm everywhere. And you can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 in Sided Stories, most places. And then if you want to find our website, it's 12sidedstories.com. All spelled out, all one word. Come visit us on Discord. You can find all our links on our site and join up, talk to us, let us know what you like, let us know what you're playing. And finally, if you want to help the show, join up to our Patreon, join up to our Ko-fi, give us a shout out or give us a review. Any of those things are incredibly helpful. And yeah, so thank you so much, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.